You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The last quarter of 2024 saw more muted returns from the local equity and bond markets, and we're going to be telling you about that a little bit later on as we speak to Alan Gray about that. But for now, let's tell you about a new association where in many parts of the African continent, the proverbial cash is king, and South Africa is no exception. Many consumers and businesses, more so in the informal sector, are underbanked and rely on cash-only transactions. Now, 8 of the largest non-bank digital payment providers in South Africa aim to change the lives of these consumers and businesses by contributing to an inclusive financial sector for all and progress the digitization of payments in South Africa. And this, they say, will be done through a vehicle called the Association of South African Payment Providers, also known as ASAP, a new association which was launched today. To tell us more about the association, we're joined by its president, Lincoln Miley, Chief Executive Officer of Lesaka Technologies. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. What informed the formation of the association, ASAP?
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us. I think all of us in our own individual capacities and in different organizations have tried to put a case across for financial inclusion in this country. I think we've tried to make the case that our society remains one of the most unequal in the world, and our economy is not growing fast enough to absorb so many people and be able to create opportunities for many people. We've also been making the case individually that we need to change the payments environment to be more inclusive, to be more digital, and be modern. But we felt that if we're doing this in our individual organizations, we will not be as effective. Though we are competitors in a narrow sense, the true competition that we face is inefficiency, is lack of access, is lack of development. So we thought that let's pull all of our resources, intellect, data, experiences together to create a body that becomes the voice for the non-bank participants in the payments environment. And that is why 8 leaders of fintech organizations involved in payments decided to form the Association of South African Payments Providers, which we launched today.
What did your research inform you about why people and businesses remain non-banked and prefer cash?
I think that the issue of cash has to be looked at as both an opportunity and a challenge. A lot of people are still using cash because there are no viable alternatives. If viable alternatives are put on the table and they are cost effective and they make sense, customers will vote with their feet. Let me just give a couple of examples very quickly. If 10, 15 years ago you wanted to send money home, you needed to give it to somebody who gives you a taxi to give it to somebody. Then an innovation came that says you can do a cash send. Everybody who's participating in the economy finds some way now of sending cash send. Now, we have PaySap, but PaySap has not got the same traction because its pricing is not right. The people who are participating in PaySap are largely the banks. If you open it up to innovators and disruptors, it will lower the cost and you'll have more transactions that are taking place. Give another example. If I am running a shop in a township or a village, I am likely not to have the ability to take other forms of payments, like QR code, like card, like mobile money, and all of that. In the future that we all envisage, each person must have the ability to pay with the form factor that they want, and the person on the other side, whether they are a consumer or a merchant, must be able to accept that payment. The last example I'll give you is anybody who does plumbing, or anybody who does gardening, or anything, who comes to your home, they now have to wait for you to send them this money. You will send them, let's say, through instant money or any transfer. Then it's in their account. But now, in order for them to make the money work, they now have to draw the money. in an ATM as cash, and then they have to find a way of sending that money to the other person, let's say in the rural areas of KZN or Limpopo or Eastern Cape. That person also now has to draw the money to get it used. Now imagine if you were paying the plumber, the QR code or any other form of payment, and they are immediately sending it to the person in Limpopo, Eastern Cape or KZN, and that person is able to pay whatever merchant that they are dealing with in Limpopo. That money has moved very fast in the economy, and we're able to generate a lot of economic activity. That's the kind of change we're talking about. So we're very happy that the Reserve Bank was at our launch. They've signaled profound changes that they're going to make. And one of the big changes is to enable, through regulation, through some exemptions, for non-bank players like the Age of Us and others to be able to settle and clear without requiring a bank. In today's payments environment, you have to be sponsored by a bank, or you have to go through an entire elaborate process to be designated. We're saying that's not leveling the playing field. Enable non-bank players to participate, and you will see the change, as has happened in India, as has happened in Brazil, Southeast Asia, and other environments. Once you open up the payments ecosystem and modernize it, make it inclusive, you will see innovation, you will see growth in volumes of small transactions, but the benefit is to a larger society.
Okay. You mentioned the word pricing a little bit earlier on. I think one of the reasons why one of the major banks in the country, which came much later on as a player, managed to be successful more so in the beginning is because people had the perception that they have lower costs, whether you're withdrawing money or whether you're sending money. When you're transacting with them, the banking costs are not as much. So when it comes to this, what is the pricing? When you speak of a plumber, they will be concerned that of this 100 rand, must I take out 10 rand so I can send this money to Limpopo, or must I take out 20 rand so I can send this money to wherever else in the country?
That's exactly the two things the regulators have indicated that they're working on. The first one is they have PaySharp, and they have indicated that they want PaySharp to be as cost-effective or as free as possible to the end user. That's what they're working on. So they are creating a payments utility where they will say anybody wants to use this utility cannot simply just charge what they want. They must make it more cost-effective to the end user so that more people will use that. The same way you've used the analogy of that bank, people move from other banks to that bank because they the perception or reality that the costs were lower. So if people see PaySharp as being cheaper and more effective, people will move and do their transfers through PaySharp, and that's important. The second part is they've indicated to us that they are having a review of interchange. And interchange is important in setting, what the price levels are in making sure that people are able to do digital payments. And again, as I said upfront, if people see viable alternatives which are cost-effective, they will be able to see those as part of an extension. This is not a fight against cash. This is about putting viable alternatives that people can use, because there are parts where cash makes sense for many communities, but there are lots of things where cash is actually, very prohibitive. It's very frustrating. It doesn't enable a lot of the economy to grow as fast as it can.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. Lincoln Miley, president of the newly launched Association of South African Payment Providers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.